Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host Matthew Allen. Joining with me is Wynn Brantlin and Ron Fox. Guys, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm well.
Doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Dave Meltzer sucks.
You're just now figuring this out.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, before we talk about how Meltzer's an idiot, we gotta get into the joke.
Yeah.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
I flipped right to this one.
You didn't fish. You didn't fish. No fishing.
Here, I'm gonna try again.
Where's your fishing license?
Let me hook you and I'll show you.
Don't do that. Please tell the joke, please.
Which WWE superstar is the best at basketball?
Wait, what?
Which?
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Which WWE superstar is the best at basketball?
This is just bad.
I don't know who.
This is bait. It's Dribble H. It's done.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, was keep on drinking. The tip of my tongue.
Was it now?
Was it?
Yeah.
I believe you. Anyway,
what a great start. What a great start.
What a fantastic start. May as well get right into it. So, I thought we were done with the year-end awards. I thought we really were.
We were,
because we got tired of talking about John Moxley.
Yep.
But
guess what?
Yep.
Meltzer's released the Wrestling Observer's awards. By the way, this is voted on by somebody. I don't know if it's to Twitter.
Dave.
I think Brian Alvarez votes on it.
I would imagine that.
Probably so. So we're going to run through these. Obviously, there's probably some that I repeat from other awards. So some of them make a lot of sense. Some of them.
There are some awards that were created specifically for what he wanted to give an award to.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, when you're the one making the rules, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
have
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah.
People pay to hear what you have to
they
think.
They really,
so.
That's the amazing
that
part.
That is wild.
That's one thing about him.
I'm not.
Like,
no, I'm not. If I ever met him, I'd be like, hey, man, you're a genius.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, but you're a genius.
Yes.
Do y'all think this is all just like a gimmick?
I bet you some of it is.
Yeah. Like, where he's just, like.
I bet.
He knows what they want to hear.
Like,
and it's very much like, hey, I'm going to say this stuff because if people love it, they're going to pay me. If people hate it, they're going to
pay me. So I would say 95% of the wrestling community knows who he is. All right? 95% of them knows who he is. 85% of them completely disagree with him. He's got 10% that agree with him. So he can, you know, go to the hardcore fans. See what I mean?
And all 95%. Are going to read whatever
are listening
to
him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And I bet
whether
you,
they're calling him an idiot or going, yes, Lord Meltzer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And I probably say majority of those, probably 2/3 of that, is subscribed and probably pays to hear him.
And to be fair, there are some things he said that I've agreed with. Yeah. There are some things he's reported on that a lot of people crapped on him for that were 100% correct.
Yeah. So, we might as well get into it.
But these awards suck.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and knock out the big one, obviously. Wrestle of the Year, like everyone else has mentioned, John Moxley.
You know,
Moxley.
You know, I had a coworker walk up to me earlier this week, and they asked me if I watched Dynamite, and I said, no, I missed it, unfortunately. And she said, somebody got busted open. And I said, who was it? She's like, oh.
Is he from Cincinnati?
That was decent. I said, who was it? She's like, oh, I can't remember. I said, was it, by any chance, John Moxley? She's like, yeah, that's who it was. I was like, And Bully Ray said it perfectly earlier this week when he said it doesn't mean anything when he blades anymore.
Because he does it all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He bladed from a punch.
From Hangman, right over the top of the head.
Speaking of which, change his music.
I haven't heard it yet, but I heard they changed it.
You only caught like
and
maybe,
I was a real big fan of the Modelo commercial sounding music that he
had. Yeah, exactly. you only heard about 10 seconds of it. It didn't sound very cowboy.
Why did we only hear 10 seconds of it?
They cut, like, the moment because he sprints to the ring.
Okay, why debut new music when you're doing a freaking run out?
Yeah, exactly.
Booker of the year, promoter of the year.
So, they debut his new theme. He sprints to the ring like he always does when he does a run in. By the time he hits the ring, music cut off.
Well, no, every time you do a run in, you walk.
I mean,
no. It's in the name.
To be fair,
like, I understand when it's someone like Jeff Hardy making his AEW debut, you might get out there and dance a little bit. But, like, why debut new music? When you're doing a run in,
also
that's so
could you not debut it at Revolution because that's next week?
Yeah, and he has a Texas Death Match with Mox, right?
Yeah, unless it's happened like during his promos and he's debuted the music. But the way people were talking is that this got changed and was the first time they heard it on Wednesday. But he has new music. And from the little glimpse I heard of, it didn't sound...
Did it sound anything like the old music?
Mm-mm. It sounded kind of like a weird, kind of like almost rock-like. And I don't... And I could be wrong. We could probably listen to it when we watch Revolution and realize, you know what, hey, maybe that's better. I don't know why they changed it. I don't know if it was something to do, because obviously that's not an AEW-created theme. So, maybe Modelo got mad.
I was like, hey, that... Sounds
yeah.
That's why he got the belt put on him because they said brewed for the fighting spirit, you know,
and
champions
the fighter.
Needed a championship.
That's
belt.
Right.
And then when he dropped it, they're like, y'all got to change that music soon.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have the fighting spirit. I mean, honestly, he's had to drop the belt.
Yep.
They ain't got that fighting spirit in him no more. You know what I'm
saying?
But no, they played his theme. It lasted a couple seconds, and then that was kind of it. But like. Within the first two or three punches, as soon as Montez outside the ring, he's pouring blood. Like, it's...
Did he pre-blade? Give a little scratch, and then when he hits it, you know?
No, I don't think so. I think he got hit a couple times in ring, and then he rolled out, and Hangman's chasing after him, and then I think he bladed then.
You know what? New rule within wrestling should be your opponent has to blade you for you.
I think we learned that from New Jack, and like, that you probably shouldn't do that. So, but yeah, so Moxley wins Wrestle of the Year, and I really do not get it.
So again, I'm gonna spare the
rant
the
that we've said multiple times.
I'm also gonna spare you from trying to get me to bait me into saying something bad about.
No,
John
even
Moxley.
I'm upset about it now because I watched the Moxley Uno match, and I'm like,
so I'm going to say I'm gonna say this. I understand the argument. Okay. I don't understand him getting it. That's it. So, when we say Wrestler of the Year, again, I feel like you got to be specific when you say what Wrestler of the Year is. You know, if it's all around, guess what? It's Roman. Nobody else. If it's who was there to help the company when they were in a tough spot, it's Jon Moxley. Sure.
Even then, though, hold on. I mean, I wouldn't even put Moxley up there with that.
He skipped a vacation. Like, that's...
Like, that's right. That's wonderful.
Sure, yeah.
It doesn't mean you're wrestling. Like, because no. Here's my thing. If you look at Wrestle of the Year, obviously it's all around. Obviously, I throw in match quality. Out of all the matches, does Moxley wrestled a lot in 2022?
Jesus,
since
yes,
coming,
he did.
Since coming back. What matches were good quality? Like, high quality matches?
Was the Mox-Brian Danielson match in 2022.
That was Revolution,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was a good one. And yeah, sure, you could argue that it was with Danielson and he probably carried him, but either way, that was a good match.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't mess it up.
Yeah, but then you looked at the rest of the matches he had.
I would say the match he had with Punk at All Out was pretty good.
It wasn't horrible. I mean, it's... but like the rest of them weren't really...
I mean, I can't really think of so many like memorable ones. But if you ask me Roman Reigns matches in 2022, I can list you pretty much all of them, because... There weren't that many, and all of them meant something.
Yeah.
They were all meaningful.
They were all good.
They were all good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean not
Brock
saying...
had a tractor.
Yeah.
That's right.
Flipped the ring.
And even then, I will throw out, other names who were not Roman.
Seth Rollins. Didn't win a damn match.
Didn't win.
But you could call him Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah. Osprey had a really good 2022.
He did.
I mean, and I will accept Okada. Sure, why not? We've been praising Okada for 20 years now, apparently. Why not?
The one that lost to Bronson Reed.
Yes. That's the one who lost to Bronson
Reed.
Can't
win. He can't be.
And,
no.
And the crowd.
Bronson Reed is wrestling.
Can you argue Sami Zayn? Because you got to think how he started the year with the feud with Knoxville.
Yeah.
That was amazing. He put like 110% into that, and then he put 120% into everything he did with Roman.
I'd almost say one of the categories was like most improved wrestler.
It's
not
most
that
improved.
Sammy wasn't great before,
but if
this year compared to
if you just look at booking, yeah.
Pretty much
every other year he's
since
on the
he got
roster.
Caught up.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd accept that. I think that'd be more fitting.
Yeah,
I mean, what this was his first championship match since what 2019.
Yes, does he have the Intercontinental title? I thought he had one in the...
Talking about World Championship.
Oh, World Championship? Did he have a World title match in 2019?
He had two title matches in 2019. It is weird that I know that.
Who
faced Seth Rollins on Raw for the Universal title.
And then he also had a... Didn't he have a triple threat?
Triple threat with Styles and Kofi.
That's right, yeah. I would probably put Sammy more in the most improved area, because again, you go from 2021 where he's not booked to
call me crazy. I'd put Sammy over Moxley.
Oh well, yeah, I think so too. Because again, it with your criteria, if you're looking at who's over and who's been a focal point of wrestling, Sami Zayn has been. I mean, is truthfully number two behind.
They said he's drawing more than Roman in the ratings now, like per segment.
Oh yeah.
That's insane. That's actually ridiculous. I bet you
he's probably creeped up top five in merch.
And I'm not going to sit on here and go on a rant like a lot of other nerds on the internet are, but I really actually kind of do think it was a mistake not putting the belt on him. And here's my thing. All right. Those heavy rumors of Vince being back in creative from Fightful are starting to look less and less like rumors, because this is kind of Vince's style, okay? Let's say Vince is back on creative. He is either thinking right now one of two things. Sammy's not the guy, or this needs to happen at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Me personally, why do I feel like WrestleMania is a cop-out for these big moments? I mean, I just think it's so much bigger when something happens when you're not expecting it. I would expect Sammy to win at WrestleMania. I would expect it. I didn't really expect it a whole lot at the Chamber, but if it would have happened, that would have been crazy.
Yeah. When also, WWE doesn't let you do things in your hometown that make any type of
money. See, I would like to get away from that too, because I feel like it's obvious every time you go into a hometown, you know they're going to lose.
I did enjoy
the
entire IWC going crazy. Like, that has never happened before. So how could they do that? And I'm like, they have been doing this for...
WWE embarrasses
They have some everybody. Short-term memory.
Yeah, I mean, literally, this has been going on since before we were born.
Clashed a few months ago.
Yeah. Didn't Edge lose in Toronto to Damian Priest?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, obviously, Dusty finished, I think, because the Judgment Day interfered, but you don't go over in your hometown.
You may not agree with it, but I mean, you have to expect it.
Yeah.
You can't not... It's expected. Yeah.
I mean, Mark Henry had said it best, like in a podcast, like, dude, I was in my hometown. My mom was in attendance. And they said they aired this promo and vignette of me and embarrassed me in front of my hometown. I have family. I have friends here. And they aired this horrible vignette of me. I can't remember if this was during the Mae Young time or not, but I think it was around that sexual chocolate time period. And he's like, dude, they ribbed me. They embarrassed me. My mom was not happy with it. Family and friends, no one was cool with this whatsoever.
It's a great
and I
rib.
Was livid.
Like, it's a great rib. I don't care.
He said, it was in my hometown. I was like, well, just no one goes over in their hometown. That's just, I mean, it's been proven. So, again, unless you're an AEW, if you're an AEW, like, fun fact, if we were wrestling for AEW right now and we were in Gulf Springs, Mississippi, we're winning the belt because it's close enough to Birmingham. Like, it's all these hometown boys just stones throw away. Well, Gulf Springs, I don't even know if it exists.
Yeah, it's a six-hour drive.
Did you just make up a place?
I don't know. Gulf Springs sounded like somewhere in Mississippi.
You got Gulfport.
That's close enough.
That's true.
I'll take it.
Gulf Springs sounds like it could be real, I guess.
And also, I'll even argue. Now, granted, he is out a chunk of the time in 2022. MJF. I mean, but hey, whatever. Again, this is Meltzer. This is, you know, this is his opinion.
He was out for basically the whole summer, I'd say.
You've got a Gulf Springs beach in Tennessee.
There you go. Close enough. We'd still win the belts there. I mean, we win the trios titles. Look at those hometown favorites.
Anywhere in the Southeast, we're winning the trios titles.
Tag team of the year, FTR.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just feel like I haven't seen them on like TV in a long time.
Truthfully, and I will back FTR forever. Without the Briscoes feud. They had a good year. The Briscoe feud made them have a great year. Because they had three of the... I mean, truthfully, you can probably put up any... We've talked about it on our end of the year show. Take any of their trilogy and put it up against some single matches. Yeah. And you can argue it being match of the year.
When tag team wrestling is done right, it can always knock singles wrestling out of the park, in my opinion.
Here's one where you lose me because I don't know who they are. Women's MVP is Siri.
Who?
Siri, who is Siri?
Hey, Siri.
Anyways.
Nobody's phoned anything, really?
I have mine. Hey, Siri turned off.
Oh.
So,
when I would say, seriously? Siri would be like, what was that? Be like, shut up.
She's spent some time around CMLL, She's wrestled at New Japan. I mean,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Who cares?
Yeah, all respect to her. Sounds like she's doing great.
Also, hey, now I'll throw out some names for MVP for the women's division. Belair has been the top of WWE's division.
Jade.
Jade. She's won what 972 matches in a row.
Roughly, yes.
What about Kairi?
Yeah.
First New Japan Women's Champion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, had a strong year. But but yeah. Most outstanding wrestler of the year is Will Ospreay. Whatever that criteria is, sure. I mean, sure. I'm assuming if it's Will Ospreay, it's probably for athleticism and in-ring work. And he had a really good year. I mean, I'll take it. Rookie of the Year, Bron Breakker. Sure, why not? By the way, his match with Jinder on NXT for the NXT title, mind you.
Wow.
Not great.
Didn't like it?
Well, because guess what?
What?
It's been the same finish for the last 6 months. You're going to attempt your finisher on Braun. He's going to reverse out of it and hit you with a spear.
Bounce off the ropes twice, hit you with a spear.
Oh, he didn't bounce off the ropes for this one. He's getting ready to hit with a cloth. Ducks down, you know, rolls out of it. And just not a running spear, just like a standing straight leg takedown. And wins the match. People in the crowd just arms crossed, lean back. No one liked it.
Oh, people were saying that like the anti Bron Breakker things in the crowd are like plants.
Yeah.
I
doubt it.
Think so. I'm sure some of them are, because that happens at every wrestling show.
Oh, I'm sure there's a couple of plants in there. I'm sure there's not that many Chase U fans. I mean, let's
yeah,
just be real.
Duh.
So
I saw someone in the Chase U one time. I'm like, I know who that is. Like,
yeah. granted,
definitely
Braun,
not plants though.
Braun's looked really good. True. I mean, he's performed pretty well. I think really his best stuff was with Dolph. Everything else afterwards, Grayson Waller, he had some good matches with him. A little screwy because they don't want either of them to take a pin. So
the
we're
stuff
gonna...
with Waller was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
But I think you have nothing really for him, and you're kind of limiting him in terms of what he can actually do. I think he can do a lot more, but you're just turning him into like a hybrid of Goldberg and Scott Steiner. I mean, sprinkling a little bit of 2015 Roman because he's just going to spear you out of nowhere and win the match. And by the way, one spear. Not multiple. Not anything leading up to the spear. It can just be an Irish whip that's reversed into a spear. Like, it's just, you hit it randomly, he's going to pin you. Sure. I mean, that's great and wonderful, but I don't know. But yeah, him and Jinder had a match. Jinder looked okay. Braun looked okay. The match did.
How does that math add up?
Pretty simple. Who cares? I mean, who cares about the match, truthfully?
Fair enough.
Best non-wrestler, Paul Heyman. Sure, because there's no other.
You could have put Regal up there.
I'm surprised Regal wasn't actually up there. But, I mean, I guess Heyman's a good pick. Match of the year, Okada versus Will Ospreay, the G1 Climax.
Didn't watch, but I heard it was good.
Yeah. Worst match of the year, Vince versus Pat at WrestleMania.
Sure.
Feud of the year, FTR versus the Briscoes.
Sure. Again, those are okay.
Yeah, I think Cody Seth's feud of the year. I mean,
I think Cody Seth Hell in a Cell is match of the year.
Seth, or not Seth. Sammy.
Unless it's just Sammy. It's the bloodline in general.
Yeah.
Worst feud, Miz and Dexter Lumis.
See, my whole thing is, if it's memorable, it wasn't the worst thing. Because people are talking about it.
Yeah.
It's not the worst. I feel like the things that you forget about are like the worst.
I thought Miz and Dexter Lumis was actually pretty solid. Now, granted,
and I feel like you could replace that with LA Knight and Bray Wyatt, personally. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
The Bray Wyatt, LA Knight thing, for me, has been too long and drawn out for really. I haven't been able to keep up with it. It's been going on since August.
It wasn't something.
Or September, whatever.
It
October,
was
something like that.
For like October, like it brays back in what at Extreme Rules, which is like October 7th.
Yeah,
like 2 weeks later, he's interrupting LA Knight and having a feud. Like so, from about which, granted, I mean, everyone was like, "Oh, you still like long term storytelling?" No, no, no. I like long term storytelling.
Storytelling.
Sterling
Marlin.
I was waiting on it. like I love it when you do long term storytelling and long term booking. That's great.
Absolutely.
If it that makes sense. And if you give me a reason to, okay, I'm just gonna move on.
No, I was just. Hey. But I do see what you're saying. See, is it bad for me to say that I only like long-term storytelling when it's in the main event and between two people that I care about?
This could have potential to do something. Here's the thing. I felt like they were never featured. I always felt like they were doing long-term stuff with each other, but I feel like it'd be like 1 week, here's a promo from Bray, and then 2 weeks later, here's a promo from LA Knight. Like, I feel like there wasn't being shown every week. Now, I could be wrong. It may have been shown every week in some way, shape, or form. And also, they didn't, like, interact. This feud, I think, needed a little more interaction. I think it needed LA actually getting a little more physical with Bray, and the whole being scared, because even though they weren't portraying it, that LA Knight was terrified of Bray Wyatt? Words are hard. They can't portray it as, oh, well, he's smart, he's getting out of the ring when Bray walks in. Like, okay, that's sure, but, I mean, can we portray him as a little bit more of a not scaredy cat heel? Because every heel has to be a scaredy cat, apparently, and run away. I mean, but whatever. It's fine. So, technical wrestler of the year, Bryan Danielson.
That's kind of a given.
Yeah. Who else? High flyer of the year. We didn't talk about this beforehand.
Dante Martin.
Nope.
I was just trying to guess who he put. I wasn't personally saying that.
He didn't put Dante Martin. He put El Hijo del Vikingo?
Yeah.
Same guy who's like top five in the PWI 500, and no one like cares. Or he's like top 10. Is like, why is he top 10? So,
because he's the best high flyer.
Best high flyer, apparently. Worst, we got gimmick of the year. It's Sami Zayn as the honorary Uso.
Sure.
Worst gimmick, Maximum Male Models. I don't agree. I feel like there's been worse.
See, the thing about that is that's so objective.
Yeah, it's like, a comedy. It really gimmick. Is. Is it supposed to be? Is it supposed to be great? Like, it's.
No, well, he doesn't think anything in wrestling should ever be a laughing matter. Nothing's funny. Everything's serious because this is a sport.
Yeah.
Cheer, just clap.
That's right.
Big Japan mark. Most improved wrestler, the acclaimed.
No cheers, just clap.
Here's
put it on a t-shirt.
We'll look into it. No, we won't. But
Katie?
No. Does most improved count when your booking gets improved?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. What is the
not you improving in
the
terms
acclaimed
of
have been
promo?
Granted, when the guns came in early in the year or during the summer, whatever, their stuff was more entertaining. But in terms of wrestling and their raps, they have been at the same level, which is a freaking 100, ever since they started doing what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing that was improved was our booker and promoter of the year putting them on the main show. That's it. So, if anything, most improved wrestler deserves to go to Tony Khan, because, I mean...
do a really good job.
I need Tony Khan giving himself wrestler of the year.
Well, no, because Tony is Meltzer.
That's true.
Is he Meltzer?
Sure. Why not?
I was hoping it doesn't matter. Okay, so we need Tony giving himself wrestler.
Yeah, and explaining why he got it. Okay.
Well, I mean, you gotta add it.
We can't cuss.
Fair enough.
I could be just clearing my muscles out. Jeez. So I think wrestler of the year is gonna go to me. I'm not gonna explain why. Okay, the acclaimed close second. Jade's probably third. I'm gonna go ahead and give maybe even Tony Storm somewhere in the top 25. But I really do think without me, they're not improving at all. That's just my personal opinion. Cause who puts them on top or in the middle?
The Con Daddy.
The Con Daddy. It's me. Nobody else. That's why I'm promoter and booker. Why is he turning into Donald Trump? What? I have the most money. No one does it better than me.
Hold on. You're onto something here. You are onto something here.
Oh, goody.
I'm not going to sit back here and take this.
Everyone's against me.
Even though I get promoter of the year, booker of the year.
It was rigged.
How many viewers did Dynamite have? 10,000, million, trillion. Best show ever. Okay, minute by minute, everybody's watching Dynamite. No one's watching the other stuff. So, you know, I'm back into normal voice. But
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I know, right? Apparently, someone today just announced the new AEW show. All Access, which is supposed to be an unscripted reality show. That's Tony Khan's big announcement.
By the way, there's no such thing as an unscripted reality show.
Yeah.
There's literally no such thing.
That would be a documentary.
There's no such thing as unscripted in wrestling. Like, I mean,
you ever watch Total Divas?
Scripted.
I know. Right?
I mean, Jesus, like.
You know what an unscripted reality show
But for us, we're not going to write.
A documentary.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not writing anything out. We're just knowing what to say in our heads.
That sounds like a cocaine thought.
We're going to give you, mind you, instead of having actual normal major announcements, it's just like, we're giving you more content with the same five wrestlers we've been booking since we started. So throw in Bryan Danielson, because we just got him.
We just got him. Fresh off the shelf. I am going to do a rant now, okay? So Dave Meltzer pretty much freaking made up an award for worst, most disgusting promotional tactic of the year, right?
Yeah.
Gave it to Vince McMahon for coming out after the allegations.
What, 2 days after the allegations come out?
Maybe the day of. Who knows?
I think it was the day of.
And I will say, I'll give him first. But you know what should be a close second? You know what should really be a close second? Saying 2 to 3 times a month you have a major announcement on TV and giving us nothing.
But you're getting 60 minutes of unscripted AEW wrestlers.
What? Let's
geez. Adam Cole, Jamie Hayter.
Don't they all blog anyway?
John Moxley.
I mean, blog.
I was about to say blog.
I don't know why.
He's turning into Bryan Danielson over here.
You can check out Jamie Hayter's blog. She's writing it right now. Okay. Hayter thoughts.
Okay, so I know the Elite vlogs. I know Sammy Guevara vlogs.
Mm-hmm. Ethan Page.
Ethan Page, which...
Eva Luna.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they've already got like 9 non-scripted reality shows.
But we're giving you 60 minutes straight of an unscripted reality show.
I bet if
it's called AEW All Access.
I bet.
You're gonna love it.
I bet if they all post once a week, you get at least an hour.
But do I have control over it?
Dude, honestly,
I could give two shits.
Then that doesn't matter. That's why I own everything.
Doesn't count.
That's why I own everything. That's why Rena Bonner's mine.
Sometimes Sammy's vlogs will be like 20 minutes, and sometimes the Elite will be like 30. So honestly,
Ethan Page is posting like 45. No,
there
40,
you
but
go.
He, but he,
an hour and a half.
But he includes like toy stuff
that's
and stuff.
Actual unscripted content. Like, I mean, now every now and again, the Elite and on Sammy's vlog, they'll do actual bits that are just like super over the top. But still, like for the most part, they're just traveling.
Who else? Oh, Danhausen.
All right.
Allie. The Bunny, I guess, is her demon name.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? Everybody cares about the Bunny's vlogs.
There's even more content if you want.
Do you really want? Hold on. Can we just get 60 minutes of the Danhausen show?
So my question is
that'd
like,
be the one I'd be most interested in.
Oh, that would be great.
I do like Danhausen.
So my question is you've got 2 hours of Dynamite, one hour of Rampage. Eventually, am I interviewing Tony
60
Khan?
60 minutes of All Access.
Am I interviewing Tony Khan right now? This is great.
72 hours of Dark and Dark Elevation.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You're welcome with my presence here, and I respect that.
We've got some Coca-Cola.
Can I have a hug?
No.
Okay.
I'll give him a Cesaro hug.
I'll do one from Claudio later. We're on a first-name basis.
We've got some Coca-Cola in the fridge.
Oh, I just had some.
You had me in the first half, not going to lie.
No, but seriously, you've got 2 hours of Dynamite. You've got 1 hour of Rampage. You've got an hour of Dark Elevation and an hour of Dark because they're so different, damn it. And then eventually you're going to have, I'm assuming an hour of Ring of Honor.
I would hope only.
When, you know, on the behind the paywall that I'm not going to pay for because why would I?
Yeah. Hour of AEW All Access.
Yeah.
Not including the small little things, which I don't think they have much other program on the YouTube channel now besides AEW, which I love AEW.
AEW with RJ City?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Because Danhausen keeps appearing. So, you know, that little like on-air light that he'll click on when it's time to start the show. So, RJ clicks the light on, you see Danhausen, and just cuts it off. He's like, why you cut my life? That's wasting electricity. No, there's way too much content. Actually, better yet, there's way too much content, and you're using the same 10 people. Like, both companies...
Do a brand split.
Both companies have too much talent, truthfully. WWE has way too much talent now. Especially because... Yeah. Now, granted, you want the Bloodline and Roman Reigns on both shows.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Truthfully...
You want Cody on both shows, eventually, probably.
I would say... If they don't split the belts, yes, champion appears on both shows, and then you build up... And I think one belt would help, because you get to build up some guys... on separate shows. Like, maybe had Seth only on Raw, Sammy only on SmackDown, however you want to do it. And you could do that. AEW's not. They're doing The thing is, they're building up like 14 different storylines with really and truly only 3 hours of television that they really care about. And it doesn't do any good. I mean, so, like, for example, there's a Fatal 4-Way tag match because the Guns and the Acclaimed are now, you know, have been feuding. Now there's a tag match about it. Now Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal are involved.
Jeff Jarrett.
You know, there's a casino.
That's my gimmick name, Jeff Jerry.
I mean, you got the casino tag team battle royal coming up.
You got the Face of the Revolution ladder match on Wednesday.
Yeah,
Face of the Revolution.
Well, it's a special Wednesday night Dynamite Revolution. It's a new product we're testing out where we're going to make special dynamites. We're going to do one at least once every
12
week.
Times a year.
Oh, yeah, they do it like every month.
Because you've got Fighter Fest, which was originally a pay-per-view when they first started, mm-hmm. right?
Well, if you did like a special dynamite on the months that you didn't have a pay-per-view, that'd make a lot more sense.
But instead, we're going to give you St. Patrick's Day Slam Dynamite. How about Rampage Slam Dunk?
Yeah, one day my favorite, Quake at the Lake. Or Quake by the Lake.
On the Lake.
Oh, we talked about this.
Quake in the Lake.
Yeah, that's right. At the Lake would be... That just sounds so
now,
fight,
better. Now, Fight for the Fallen.
Battle of the Belts. We're now on number like 9 or something.
Dude, I swear to God.
I mean...
It's getting exhausting. I have not watched one.
I will say that. Here's the ones that I'll accept. I'll take Winter is Coming.
I love Winter is Coming.
Fight for the Fallen.
Fighterfest.
Grand Slam.
They do two nights of Fighter Fest. I enjoy that. They do. And Grand Slam is damn near a pay-per-view.
They seem to make it a pay-per-view.
Honestly. Seriously.
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 Make it a pay-per-view. I mean, literally.
Come on.
It's right there for you. Big stadium, big pay-per-view, big people.
Big money.
Do it.
New York City.
Sit up straight while you're talking to me.
Chicago.
Hey, you missed
it. Have it in New York City.
Have it on the
seriously.
Bench. Okay. Okay. This is not a cameo I wanted.
I'd love. Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, he's talking about wrestling. I do real fighting.
I do it for the army. I see my brothers die. But
it's
no.
It's Meat Company.
It's.
It's Easy Company.
I'm the booker of the year.
And the one I won.
Watch me promote something. Like ROTC, stupid.
What's that smell?
What does that smell?
I like how it progressively got earlier in the video, and he started saying it quicker.
Anyways, all right, let's get away from
whatever that was.
Let's get away. Well, we're talking about the Acclaim being most improved wrestler, and we went down that route. Sure, but. They're booking improved, not them. Not saying they were bad, but they were
who
already.
Who would you give most improved wrestler to?
Sammy.
I heard you say Sammy.
I'll say Sammy. I'll even throw out, and this may, I don't know how good this will do. I'll throw out Dominic. Dominic, I mean.
Dominic's gotten better.
Hasn't wrestled much.
He's in a whole interesting situation going on.
Yeah.
I've got a damn good one.
Yes, sir.
Angelo Dawkins. That is my most improved of the year. Montez, yeah, he improved too, but...
Could you just give it to the Street Profits?
Sure,
because they, I mean...
Montez looked like he was on cocaine in that Elimination Chamber match last week. The way he was just, I mean...
We know what company he's going to.
Can't wait to sign Montez Chevrolet. Okay, we're really excited.
Montez Dodge.
Cannot wait. We're really excited. Okay, he's
Montez
been
Chevy kind of sounds cool, though, to be honest with you.
He probably go by King Tez, because that's his rapper name. By the way, listen to some of his
I didn't know
music.
He was a rapper.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
He's got, like, he released, like, a little album last year. So, he's releasing another one this year. But not bad.
How about that?
Not as good as Swerve. I think Swerve's better.
I think Swerve is the best wrestler rapper.
Yep. And John Cena.
I didn't say ever.
No. Cena went triple platinum.
I know that. I didn't say
what
ever.
What did Swerve do? Who'd he ever beat?
How many platinums?
Besides Dustin Rhodes.
And Keith Lee.
Which, by the way, Keith Lee is now rocking the gray hair. So he is no longer using Just for Men. He's just letting it go.
Oh, A&M alum.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many SEC championships he win?
You know,
none, because they were in the Big 12.
How many SEC championships A&M win?
That's, again, Big 12. But not the point. Anyways.
They were in the Big 12 when he played.
How many SEC championships did they win?
Yeah, how many has A&M won?
None.
Anyways, I'm going to move on. Most underrated wrestler, Takeshita.
I feel like everybody was talking about him, though. That's
everyone's talked about him the moment he
I feel has... like that kind of goes against the whole underrated thing, right?
Nope. Most overrated wrestler, Ronda Rousey.
I just everybody's has shat on her this year. Can I say that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Also, can we technically give most underrated? I can also say I'll throw in Logan Paul because I had no expectations.
I feel
for Logan
like
Paul.
People are starting to come along to it though, and I feel like they're almost kind of overreacting as they're coming along to it. Like they're making too big. So,
well, you're just like John Morrison.
That's what I was about to bring up. So we just had a bunch of audio cut out about 30 minutes.
Whole lot
and. Yes,
too much.
And to be fair, as much fun as we just had talking about Dave
so
Meltzer for 25 minutes and making fun of Tony Khan and various other things that unfortunately you will not hear, we are pretty much saying screw that, and we're not going to do any of that again.
Saying screw you,
yeah. You, I mean,
screw
honestly,
that. Screw you.
So what y'all did miss is we were talking about how much we love Excalibur. Ryan brought it up. Great job, Ryan. And so you're going to. Close the show and read a joke and promote what we have next week as Excalibur. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my eyes are closed. I'm just going to...
Okay. You're not Excalibur.
My eyes are closed as I'm going to find the joke of the week. Here we go. Not. Who's there? Ali. Ali who? Ali and all my vegetables if I go to WrestleMania. Next week on Dynamite, we're going to have a special Face of the Revolution predictions
not
going on
Dynamite.
Right now. You shut your mouth. If you like this episode, guess what? You probably won't because it's 25 minutes cut out and you've wasted your life. So guess what? Next week, Revolution Predictions, also probably more wrestling talk. This has been another wrestling podcast for Wynn, Ryan, and Excalibur. This has been another wrestling podcast and we'll see you next week on Dynamite Picture in Picture. Meh!